This is a special Mike Cannon report on the coming insurrection. Recently on the Fox News show, reactionary Glenn Beck ranted over the English translation of the coming insurrection. The coming insurrection is an anarchistic primer or point of view reportedly printed by a secret French underground organization. Glenn Beck's myopic reporting in this book and associated left-wing conspiracy that's spreading through the world has propelled sales of this book at places like Amazon.com. Glenn Beck reports on his show that it is must-read for every good American to understand the enemy within, and his ranting on his show was so compelling that it has thereby increased sales of this scary left-wing conspiracy book. The following audio ranting is from the July 1st Glenn Beck show regarding the coming insurrection.
Violence. Tonight, here is the one thing that everybody seems to be missing. The extreme left on this planet is actively calling for violence. As world economies go down the tank and unemployment continues to rise, which some might say, maybe some of these politicians actually want, the disenfranchised people are set to explode. And now, I was handed this morning when I got into work. I've been trying to get a copy of this for a while. It is a brand new book. It is a dangerous book. It is called The Coming Insurrection. The Coming Insurrection. It is written by the Invisible Committee. It calls for violent revolution. An anonymous group from France, of all places, called the Invisible Committee, penned it. They want to bring down capitalism and the Western way of life. This started in France and started to spread to countries like Greece and Iceland, where people are out of work, out of money, and out of patience. Now, it's about to come here to America. The book comes out in English in August. I think it's August 9th. This is one of the first copies finished in English. The book was written after the riots in the Paris suburbs in 2005, and it tore apart the country apart. You remember that? That was before the economy really got bad. This book is the anti-common sense. In fact, I talk about books like this in Common Sense in a section called The Enemies Within. In this book, when I wrote this, I knew people like this. I didn't know this book was coming out, but I knew people like this were going to show up. Enemies Within. And they were going to tell you to pick up a gun. And they were going to use every kind of emergency and stress to get you to do it. This is a book of revolution. This is a book of peaceful revolution. This one's from the right. You know, the radicals. Everybody's so worried about in government. This one is from the left. Let me read you just a little bit of this. Take up arms. Do everything possible to make their use unnecessary. There's no such thing as a peaceful insurrection. Weapons are necessary. The French government is so freaked out about this book that they arrested 9 people believed to have written The Coming Insurrection on charges of criminal association for the purposes of terrorist activity, for allegedly sabotaging train lines in France. When I first read about this, I read the story in the newspaper. They were taking this group. A group had organized and translated and this book, and they were reading unauthorized portions of this book at a New York City bookstore. Well, the bookstore threw them out because they weren't supposed to be doing that. Then they went into a Starbucks, and then they went into some other place. And I read about this in the paper, and I was struck by the line of one of the Americans in there. Where they're reading parts of this, they're calling for terrorist activity, and they're calling for the end of Western civilization, the end of our economy. And one of the ladies actually said, "I didn't know what was going on, but it sure was exciting." And I thought, we are doomed. This isn't about excitement. This is more than a curiosity. One of these leaders arrested in France, his name is Julien Coppé. He was held for 6 months in France, just released this May. According to a story in the Globe and Mail, back in January 2008, he was visiting Canada. Gee, who's been worried about the Canadian border? Coppé and his girlfriend sneaked over the border to visit New York City. According to relatives, they didn't want their photos and their fingerprints or their passports in the hands of U.S. authorities. Why is that? By the way, our borders, they're secure, right? No, we don't have those volunteers yet, do we? Remember, the media will tell you that people like me are the ones to be feared, that I am racist because I say protect the borders, or I am somehow dangerous because I tell you start using common sense. But everything that these These people do these random nut jobs that, you know, go out and start to shoot somebody immediately. Oh, the shooter was a fan of 24. 24 starred John Voight. John Voight, conservative, I'm just saying. This is a call for violence. In it, it says, it's a question of knowing how to fight, pick locks, set broken bones, treat sickness, how to build a pirate radio transmitter, how to set up street kitchens, how to aim straight. The synopsis of the book describes it as, quote, an eloquent call to arms arising from the recent waves of social contestation and in France and in Europe that takes as its starting point theft, sabotage, the refusal to work, and the elaboration of collective, self-organized forms of life. A few years ago, I saw the disenfranchisement putting Europe on the brink. It is on the brink of destruction. It has been for a couple of years now. This is a sign that it is coming, and it is coming soon. Even in Japan, protest have been as taboo. They don't do this in Japan. 1960s, young people were angered over all kinds of stuff. They don't do that now. They are now. They're protesting because people are worried about the economy and they fear for their future. They're taking to the streets. They're beginning to unionize. And the Communist Party of Japan says they are getting 1,000 new members every month in Japan. This book hasn't even been released yet in the country. I'm going on vacation today, and I'm taking this on the plane. I promised my family I was going to read happy books, but I have to read this one first so I can come back after vacation and tell you what's in it, because I'm telling you there is trouble on the way. It has been passed hand-to-hand via the Internet, much like the pamphleteers in pre-revolution America. These people know the history of America, and the left knows the history of America more than most conservatives do. Thomas Paine was one of those people. He issued a call to arms. I am not doing that. You're an idiot if you start shooting people. All that does is delegitimize the cause. Be like Gandhi. Be like Martin Luther King. But people on the extreme left are calling people to arms. I am not calling for a ban on this book. It's important that you read this book. You know what people are thinking, you know who the enemies are, and you be ready when it does. And let me tell you something, don't dismiss these people. Don't dismiss them.
To find the entire text of the Coming Insurrection book free online, go to www.tarnac9.wordpress.com. That's tarnac9.wordpress.com. From the Mobile Fortress of Glee Glee Studios, this is Mike Cannon.